The president's plan would reimburse states for 100% of their costs for new Medicaid recipients. People would qualify for Medicaid nationwide if they earn up to 133% of the federal poverty level. It will mean an influx of federal funds into some state coffers, but probably not Wisconsin's. Medicaid enrollment is already higher here than elsewhere because the state's Badger Care program lets people earn even more and still get benefits. But Governor Jim Doyle says there's another element of the president's plan that could help Wisconsin. It would set up exchanges to help people shop for private insurance. And it would partially subsidize the cost of that insurance for some working families.
You know, we've done a very, very good job with Badger Care, and we've done a very good job in a lot of other areas, but there's these people working, you know, again, earning $60,000, $70,000 a year with a couple of kids. To go out on your own and try to purchase health insurance is nearly impossible. So this bill would dramatically help those families.
Doyle and other governors met privately with the president for a couple hours as part of the National Governors Association conference in Washington, D.C. The governor says it's his understanding that the president's health care plan is similar enough to one that already cleared the Senate that it can pass through what's known as reconciliation. That means it would only need a majority vote to pass the Senate instead of a filibuster-proof 60 votes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.